Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well.
Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you are now once again tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, now tonight I have a special guest, another author on the show tonight. She has written a book, and it's an awesome book. I think you're going to be very interested in listening and hearing what this awesome publisher of this book has to say pertaining to her book that the Lord has blessed her to write. The book is titled Stacy. It's a novel by Myra Inez. She is the author of this book. So I'm going to be asking her questions very shortly. But after we do the opening prayer and I give you the announcements, I'm going to come forward and ask her to share a short testimony with me and you, the listeners, on tonight. But also, I'm going to ask you, as I always do, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready, because she's going to add some scriptures to some of the questions that's pertaining to her book. So you're going to need your Bibles. Again, on this worldwide platform, you know that I always ask you to get your Bibles, pens, and paper so that you can follow along according to God's word. We don't want anyone to ever think or take it lightly or think that we make up things as we go. We want you to be able to read it for yourself according to what God's word say. So we're going to get ready to go into prayer. I'm asking our listeners if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. It is in his name we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you are worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you sit high and you look low, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands, and you are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people in the name of Jesus. For this we are grateful in Jesus' name. We come now, Heavenly Father, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. Forgive me and my entire family, my guests on tonight, Sister Myra Inez and her family, and every saved believer and every saved doer of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful and thankful for your son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, that we can, first and foremost, be saved in his name. And then when we do falter and when we do sin and error, we can come through him and be forgiven of our sins and transgressions. We thank you in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we come thanking you again for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you would be with us on tonight, even with my guest, as she share her story and her book with the worldwide listeners on tonight, and as she share the scriptures that's going to apply to her book, on that even those that are not saved in Jesus' name that may be tuned in or by way of telephone or through social media on tonight over this worldwide platform, should there be any listener that's listening on tonight and that's not saved in Jesus' name, we pray that some of these scriptures will be able to touch their hearts to the point that they will be able to open their own mouth, confess their sins, and ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will get the glory. So we pray now, Lord, that you will help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you will get the glory through this worldwide platform and through this worldwide ministry even on tonight, that you will be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Well, we do have another spiritual food for thought for tonight. And tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, a real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. A real friend is one who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please do take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or any music that is played over on this worldwide ministry and platform. In the form of announcements, before I bring my guest on tonight, again, she's going to share a testimony with us first, and then following her testimony, we're going to do a short music break, then we're going to come back and go and get into her book with some questions. But in the form of announcements, you need your pens and paper. Please mark your calendars for the following. Normally, every first Thursday night, I normally have Deacon Marvin Cox as my guest. But the first Thursday night in February, which is next week, February 3rd, I have a special guest, Pastor Rondell Brown. He will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night. Pastor Rondell Brown will be my special guest. Every first Saturday night, we have Minister Teron Eppinger. He's a young minister in the gospel at the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman is the pastor and shepherd, where I serve as their musician. Again, Minister Teron Eppinger every first Saturday night. Then we have every second Thursday night, Bishop Rosemary Giroux from Slidesdale, Louisiana. She brings forth God's word. Then once again, we have every second Saturday night, Deacon Marvin Cox comes back sharing God's word. He always shares inspirational poems first before he delivers God's word every second Saturday night. Thursday night, we have Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C., a powerful, awesome man of God. He delivered God's word over this worldwide platform. Again, every third Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. Well, normally on every third Saturday night, I normally have the Sunday School Superintendent of the Morning Star Baptist Church, Deacon Eddie Blakely, normally brings forth God's word every third Saturday night, but I have a special guest, a motivational speaker, will be coming forth on the third Saturday night in February. Brother William Cobbs will be sharing with us on the third Saturday night of February 19th. Normally every fourth Saturday night, I'm so excited about my guest on tonight. I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'm looking at my calendar. But as for you that faithfully tuned into this worldwide ministry platform, you know that normally every fourth Thursday night, we normally have Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy from Conyers, Georgia, normally brings forth God's word every fourth Thursday night. But I have a special guest that night, Thursday, February the 24th, My special guest will be Pastor Mark Holloway. He is the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church. He will be delivering God's word on the fourth Thursday night in February. Pastor Mark Holloway, the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Harper Woods, Michigan. Then every fourth Saturday night, we have Pastor Norman King, the pastor of the Victors Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, brings forth God's word every fourth Saturday night. So I hope that you have marked your calendars, because we do have a few changes and a few new special guests that's going to be coming forth in February. So I hope you all have marked your calendars. And remember that all of these shows are kept in archives. So if you or anyone want to go back and pull up any show or any program that has been done for the last 8.5 years, you can go to my website and you can pull up any program, even on tonight's program. You can pull it up later, even years from now, and be blessed by it all over again. So we get ready to have my guest, none other than, again, the author of the book titled Stacy. Again, this is a novel written by Myra Inez. She is my special guest, and again, I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready. I want to give a shout-out real quick to my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings, and to my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. I want the listeners to remember that if you did not tune in this past Thursday night to hear this awesome woman of God, another author of a book titled The Question Inside of Me, an adopted daughter's quest for connection, Sister June Purifoy. She is a member of the Greater Grace Temple Church, where Bishop Charles H. Ellis III is the pastor and shepherd. She was my guest this past Thursday night, and she did an awesome job on breaking down the reason why God blessed her to write her book, again, titled The Question Inside of Me, an Adoptive Daughter's Quest for Connection. Sister June Purifoy was my guest. You can go back to the website and pull it up and listen to it and be blessed by it. Because we do know that there's a lot of people that has been adopted and they want to know who their real parents are. I'm so excited to announce that God has blessed my older sister, Janice Nielsen. Her last name is spelled N-I-N-E-I-L-S-E-N, Janice Nielsen. She has written a book titled Belinda. So we know that there's a lot of people that are in mixed marriages. My older sister happened to be one of those, and they have a daughter, a mixed daughter. So a lot of people are in that situation. So she has written a book titled Belinda by Janice Nielsen. You can purchase this book if you are interested in reading this book. It's an awesome book. It's available now at Amazon.com, and also June Purifoy's book is also available at Amazon.com and also at Barnes & Noble bookstore. So right now, I'm going to ask my guest, Sister Myra Inez, if you don't mind, if you would please share with me and the worldwide listeners, first of all, first and foremost, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight. Now,
thank you for having me.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Yes, please, if you would share with me and the worldwide listeners a short testimony, please.
Sure. I will do this the best I can.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, I did write a book titled Stacy, and I originally wrote my book when I was 12 years old. And over the years, it had to be updated, and I had to make it more in tune with other, you know, with today's generation, because a lot has changed since I was a kid growing up. But God is like so, he is so good. I'm so blessed, and I'm thankful to him to have this talent. Yes, I did procrastinate over the years. I did not write the book until I was 37. I procrastinated a lot, but I finally got it done, because also in the Bible, I can't remember what book or what verse it was, but also, you know, when you pray, it also comes with work, because sometimes God wants you to meet him halfway. Am I correct, Mr. Brown?
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
So, yeah, so sometimes you do have to do some work, and this was very, very hard work. And when I was adding more to the book, to be honest with you, Mr. Brown, I really did pray, like, oh, my God, what should I put on here next? Yes, I did have editors and proofreaders helping me out, but I also had to pray. So, yes, there was a higher power over me, and it's still there. So, yes.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord for that. So you have blessed someone on tonight to let them know that once you, yes, God do work with us, but we have to give God something to work with. So he looks for our sincereness about what we are trying to do. And if he's going to be glorified through it, and if he knows that people are going to be blessed through it, then he will do his part, but we have to do our part first and show him that we're serious about what we're trying to do, and he will make it happen for us. So that long as you continue to stay faithful and keep your hands to the plow and don't give up once you start the book, that's for anyone that's listening now that are considering or thinking about writing a book. Once you start, don't stop. Don't give up. And yes, it do get hard sometimes.
Exactly.
Because I am the author of 6 books. I don't know, God doesn't need to write 6 books, not 1. So I do know what it's like. So it's not always easy. Sometimes you want to throw in the towel and give up. But no, someone is going to be blessed by reading your book, Sister Myra. Someone needs to hear this, your testimony that you just gave. And so God said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. And so that's why I ask all my first-time guests that comes on this worldwide platform to share a testimony so that others can be inspired and be blessed by a testimony, and most of all, that God would get the glory from your testimony. So that being said, we're going to get ready to go to our music break right now. And then following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to get into some questions with our author for the night, and none other than the person of Sister Myra Inez, the author of the book titled Stacy. So please enjoy the music break, and following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to Sister Myra Inez. Enjoy the music break. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I don't want to take too much more time on. I want to get right into the conversation and the questions with my special guest on tonight. We have none other than the author of a novel titled Stacy, by written by author Myra Inez. She is my special guest on tonight. But once again, I want to stress again, I am so excited about what God has done in her life, but I'm so excited for my entire family as well. Now, my entire family, we have been blessed now to have, we now have five published authors in my family, myself and my four siblings. My oldest sister, our oldest sister, just her book has just been published. Again, Janice Nielsen out of Amherst, Massachusetts, her book is titled Belinda. So if you are in a mixed marriage, if you know of anyone that's in a mixed marriage, because sometimes they have difficulties with society because they are in mixed marriages and their children deal with society in negative ways. So God has blessed her to write her book titled Belinda. My older sister, Janice Nielsen, her last name is spelled N-I-E-L-S-E-N. Her book is now available at Amazon.com. So we give God the glory for her being able to have her book published. And God has blessed my family now to have five published authors and one family. So right now we have Sister Myra Inez. My first question to you, Sister Inez, is how did your book come to be? Oh, before you do that, I'm going to let you know that the phone lines are open. So after we finish with your questions, I'm going to give you a chance to give your shout-outs and also how you can, how the listeners can purchase your book. And then at the same time, I'm going to give you the listeners a chance if anyone have any questions for you after we finish with the interview pertaining to your book. I'm going to ask any listeners if they might have any questions for you. So right now, again, my first question to you is, how did your book come to be?
Okay, like I was saying in my testimony earlier, I was 12 years old. I've always been a creative person, good at spelling. I used to love, you know, English and science growing up. I cannot exactly pinpoint what made me write this book, but I just know that I sat down and I started writing. Like just out of nowhere, like out of the clear blue sky. And I did get some inspiration from Judy Blume. I used to like reading her fudge books. I don't know if you ever heard of her, but she's written like a lot of books, I think since like the early 70s. So I got some inspiration from her, and I did get some inspiration from Terry McMillan. She writes more adult-oriented things, if you know what I mean, even though I had no business reading her books when I was a kid. But yes, I used to, you know, like reading her material as well when I was a child.
Right. So I see here on the back of your book, so the reason why I'm asking you to be on the show is because I'm sure there's a lot of, maybe some listeners, maybe not a lot, but there's some listeners that have problems because they don't know what your book is really about yet. But we're going to get into that in a moment. But I'm going to kind of give them an idea of what your book is about because a lot of people are struggling with this problem. So on the back cover of your book, you said that at 285 pounds, Stacey Marie Warner is your average 15-year-old. However, food is her addiction. So this is the reason, one of the reasons why you, I think, that you wrote this book. Am I correct? You want to inspire others?
Yes, it's because Stacey, the book and the main character, it's not just about entertainment. Because, yes, the book is entertaining, true enough. A lot of people will agree.
Yes.
But it's also educational. It teaches the dangers of diabetes and overeating and things of that nature, because in my family it runs on my mom's side of the family. Diabetes does. Thank God I don't have it because I have been tested, but it teaches valuable lessons in life as well. And it teaches about friendships, because she does have a best friend that, you know, that pushes her along. And it's just, I don't want to tell too much, but yeah, you said you read, you know, most of it. So, yes, it's a very inspirational book. And my target audience are teenagers and preteens. You know, I'll say about between the ages of 11 and 17, but anyone is more than welcome to read it. It's a very clean book. It's just like, you know, watching Family Matters or The Cosby Show. You know, really clean, wholesome.
Exactly.
Yes, very clean. Like, anybody is welcome to
read
it.
Yes, it is. I agree. Yes, it is. It really is. I'm really proud of you that you, you know, saw the need that, you know, that you can write this book so others can be inspired because, like you said, diabetes runs in a lot of families, and because of diabetes, and a lot has to do with people that are not watching their calories, they're not watching their weight, and then some become obese, and then other things, and then they come into a lot of health challenges, all because overeating. And so, yes, your book is very inspirational. And so that's why I'm so grateful that you took the time to come out, you know, to be a guest over this worldwide platform, that you are going to be a blessing to a lot of the listeners on tonight. So my next question to you is, how did you see yourself and self-worth before you wrote this book? How did you see yourself and your self-worth before you even wrote the book?
I started writing it when I was 12 years old. And yes, of course, I used to get teased and bullied, you know, in high school. I never had an issue with my weight, but you know, kids can be cruel. Like, you can't be overweight. You can't be too skinny. You can't be too dark. You can't be this. You can't be that. So yes, I did have low self-esteem as a child growing up. And it took me a long time, like, to embrace my dark skin and to embrace mm-hmm. how I look. So now I hold my head up high now. You know, my self-esteem is a lot better now compared to when I was a child.
Right. I'm sure a lot of people are there now. What you just said, you had low self-esteem. And so that's another reason why I think your book is going to motivate a lot of people, and it's gonna be a blessing to the readers. Purchase your book and actually read the entire book. It's gonna help get rid of some of that low self esteem, because that's not a good thing to have low self esteem. Then you have the world on your shoulders giving you negative feedback about yourself, and then you start believing it, and then you never move forward into your God purpose. It's what God wants you to do that's gonna give Him glory. So I know that you have some scriptures ready that you want to share with the listeners. If you could share some of those scriptures pertaining to your book, that's going to be a blessing to the readers, and to not only the readers, but to the listeners on tonight.
Yes, I have five. The first one I have is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. Do not be dismayed, I'm sorry, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will withhold you with my righteous right hand. And my next verse is from the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. The book of Hebrews, that's my next verse, chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith, things hoped for, the evidence not seen. So pretty much, you know, when you ask for something, God will give it to you. He will open doors. The next verse is Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. And the last book is the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
That's
so
inspirational verses.
And they are very inspirational, and I thank you for sharing. I really thank you for sharing those with me and the listeners, because just like you said earlier, for someone that may be just not tuning in, You said, and I like what you said because it's the truth, and I found that out to be true for my own self, that we, when we start different projects, especially if we know it's going to be beneficial or be a blessing to others, that we have to pray about it and we have to ask God's direction because, again, God, if when we are trying to be pleasing to God, we have to show God that we're sincere about what we're trying to do, but we also have to give God something to work with. So, you know, as the older folks would say, if we make one step, God will make two. And so that's what you did. You took it upon yourself. You prayed about it. And that's what we have to do, even as authors. You don't just sit down and just start writing a book. You need inspiration. You need to take time to meditate. And it takes a lot of faith to be able to sit down and actually start a book. And then all the way through its completion until it's actually published and in stores where people can actually go in and see the book and then purchase the book and then be blessed by them as they read the books. So you said that absolutely right. Because, again, I'm a witness, and I'm sure that some of the listeners that may be authors, that are already authors, that they can attest to what you said is true. I don't care whatever you're doing, whatever you're putting your hand to do, it don't have to necessarily be a book. Anything that's going to give God glory or be a blessing to others, we have to take it to the Lord, and then he will lead and guide us in the way that he knows that we needed to be guided and directed, because sometimes we think we know the right way, but God, he knows the right way, and he will lead us in that right path so that we can accomplish our goals, even in writing books. So do you agree with that so far?
Yes, I do agree. I agree 100%. And if there's anybody out there wanting to be an author or, like you said, doing whatever, just go ahead and do it. It won't be done overnight. This, of course, it wasn't done overnight, but it will get done. And I know that life happens. People, you know, life does get in the way, but it can be done. You just have to have faith. Faith, the size of a mustard
right.
seed.
yes, yes.
A mustard
yes.
seed
and
does a lot.
Motive. That's right. And you have to stay encouraged. And sometimes, and I like, that's why I like the song. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. So when we know that we have a task that we're trying to accomplish, and like you said, life sometimes get in the way, your family issues may get in the way, and you have to may set it aside for a while. But be determined that you're going to see this project through. So go back after you've done what you need to do, pertaining to life or life situations or your family matters, go ahead and do what you need to do, and then go back to your project. And they continue to work on it until it's finished. It may take years. But some people, like you said, with you, it took years before you finished your book. And just like my, the author that was on the show Thursday night, pertaining to her book, she was motivated by the first lady, the pastor's wife at the Greater Grace Temple. She saw the book in her. And just like a lot of people have told me, they see things in me. And then they inspired me to go ahead and do what they saw that was in me, and I was trying to put it off, but even though I knew I wanted to do it, but I was kind of, sometimes fear would also take root, and that would play a role in it too, even when you're trying to write a book. Fear and doubt, is anybody going to buy this? Is anybody going to read it? Are they going to really accept it? Or are they going to appreciate it after I took all this time to actually and money to invest in it? Are people going to actually buy this book? Are they going to read it? So, yes, all that takes a part and all that plays a role, but that's when you have to really trust God and be sincere about what you are trying to do, even pertaining to writing your book. So with that being said, my next question to you is, after you have written this book, and this your book is almost 300 pages. It's 285 pages. So I know it took you a long time to write this.
Yes, because what I did was, like I said, I wrote it when I was 12 years old. So it was nowhere near that when I was 12. And then when I was 16, going on 17, when I was, you know, about in 99, back in 99, when I was still in high school, I went on and typed it. And then in 2015, when I was 32 going on 33, That's when one of my editors was like, hey, I think you should add more to this and you should do this and do that. So I ended up adding more. And when I was adding more as an adult, I'm in my 30s now, I'm adding more and it's like, oh, wow, this is way more than what I thought. I didn't even realize it would turn out to be that way. And then, you know, I typed it and then it had to be formatted. It had to be formatted. That's so right. I had no idea it would turn out to be that many pages. It's 289 pages. Well, almost 300.
Yeah.
Well, 288 pages because when you, 288 pages because I had put a little, you know, a photo on the back. Somebody drew that for me and I added that in. So I wanted to add that.
Okay.
So, yes, this a lot. It turned out to be more than what I thought, but yes, everybody likes my book. Everybody enjoys it. The children love it. Everybody.
And
now,
I've been
really
inspired by it, too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Any other, I really was inspired by reading it myself. And so I know that others that, you know, that have not purchased it yet, when they do get a hold of it and they start reading it and they read it in its entirety, they're going to be inspired and blessed by it as well. Oh, yes, no doubt. And see, that's why you have to have faith in yourself. Not only do you have to have faith in God, but you also have to have faith in yourself. Now I want to ask you this. What do you want the readers to understand and get after out of reading your book?
And take your health seriously, because in the book, I'm not going to spoil it for those who haven't read it,
because
like I said, you read it. You read most of it. You read the majority of it.
Yes.
I want people, especially black people in our community, we got to take our health serious. You only get one body.
That's right.
You have to take your health serious because your body is a temple. It's in the book of Corinthians.
That's right.
Your body is a temple.
Yeah.
God resides in our bodies. So we have to take it serious. I cannot stress that enough because Stacy is in here, the main character is in here, doing whatever she want to do, just total disregard. She's disrespecting her parents, but okay. I don't want to spoil it, but
oh yeah,
yeah.
I read it, but I was reading it. I was like, wow, this book could be a movie.
Yes, somebody told me I should put it on Netflix, but I don't know how to go about doing that. I don't even know the steps. I wish I knew, but once I figure it out, that's not a bad idea. Somebody told me that I should, divide it up into like a, you know, like into a series because it's too long to
like
be
a mini series, yes,
on a movie screen. Like, because, you know, most movies are like 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So, yes.
That's
it's,
right.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a pretty juicy book.
Oh, yeah.
It really is.
What I advise you to do, it, since you want to go that route with it, and I think you should, I'm going to kind of encourage you myself as the host of this worldwide platform that you're on tonight, that, yes, what you need to do is go, like you prayed about this book, pray about it and ask the Lord for direction as to who, sometimes you never know who he's going to have come across your path that can aid you, maybe even financially assist you. So if that's in your heart that you want to do that, put it on the screen or in movies or like a mini series that other people can see it that may not get the book. They can just come around and be blessed by the miniseries as well. So that's what you need to do. I would encourage you to pray and seek the Lord on that regard too.
Yes, because I even thought about sending it to Tyler Perry Studios. I know Tyler Perry himself, he likes to write his own material. He does not have anybody helping him. But if he looks at my stuff, if it gets into his hands, that will be a blessing too. I just have to figure out the steps. Of course, I got to stay in prayer, but I want to figure out the steps.
Exactly. Yeah, he's the first person that ran across my mind when you said that about the miniseries. He's the first one that I thought of.
Yes, and I
him
told him
or Oprah Winfrey. Or Oprah Winfrey.
A few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I saw him at his Madea farewell play. I saw him at the Fox back in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I
okay.
was, and
so
2019
either
is when I published the book.
Or either him or like Oprah Winfrey, somebody like that.
Yes, I just have
because
to figure
have
out
studio.
The steps and you know, like I said, prayer, it comes with work. I got to meet God halfway. I gotta do my part.
There you go. Now you said it. That's like we said, we have to give God something to work with. And that's the only way it's going to happen. It's not going to happen by itself. We got to help. We got to be determined and be sincere about what we're doing. And first of all and foremost, we got to make sure that God is going to be glorified through it. We don't just want to just throw anything out there. And we want to make sure that what we're doing is going to be a blessing to the people, not only to the body of Christ, but we have a lot of people that buy books that may not be Christians, may not be saved in Jesus' name, but they will still purchase our books, and they can still be blessed and inspired by them. So that's what we need to do. Always want to put God first. Always pray about every situation, everything that we put our hands to do. That's what the Word of God talks about. We got to pray about it so that our work will not be in vain. So before we, I'm going to go real quick into one of your chapters, chapter 10. You talked about triumph and the wake-up call. What is that about? Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Okay, like I said, I'm not going to spoil it, but
No, we don't want you to spoil. That's why I'm only picking certain chapters just to get to.
Yeah, I have the copy. I have a copy of it right here. But chapter 10 is the turning point. That's the turning
point. That's what I thought.
And I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
That's the turning point.
Okay.
That's the pinnacle.
All right, just so you
got to
get them
curious
so they can go out and buy it. No.
Yes, that's the pinnacle.
All right, just so. Exactly. So my next thing was, what about chapter 21? You talk about the follow up. What is that about? The follow up.
The follow-up, it's part of a journey. It's part of a journey, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay, so you're going to get everybody all curious.
Yep,
it's
part of a journey that she's going through. Yep.
You're going to give them a little teaser. All right, then. All right, so I see how you're working with that. All right, that's nothing wrong with that. So that's why I'm glad that I was able to have you on, because after I read this book, your book, I'm like, wait a minute. No, I definitely need to have you on the show, because when I met you at that function and I purchased your book, I was sitting across from the table, from your table, with my younger sister at the same event, and I started reading your book then, and it caught my eyes when I was reading it right then. But after I purchased it from you, I started reading it right then on the spot, and I said, oh, wow, I definitely need to have you on as a guest. And remember, I came to you and asked you if you would like to be a guest on my show, and you said yes.
Yes, I do remember, and I still have your you and your sister's pictures in my phone as well. I still have that. Yep, that was
amen.
Back in August.
Praise the Lord. Exactly, that's right. See, that's how the Lord works. He sometimes will put people together. We don't know. Sometimes we don't understand why we come together, but sometimes that's how the Lord works. He know how to put people together, and whereby the bottom line is where He's going to be glorified through us. Working together individually, and then as a corporate body, and that we're working together to give God glory, honor, and praise through the works of our hands. So, you know what? I'm going to try to give anyone that's on the line a chance that they have any questions they may want to ask you, because I want to also give you a chance. We're going to do that first. The phone lines are open, so I'm going to ask anyone on the line if they would like to give you words of encouragement or if they have any questions at this time. Is there anyone? Praise the Lord. Anyone with a question for my guest on tonight pertaining to her book?
What, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi.
Okay. Well, listen, Brother James is my first cousin, so you know, we got a thick bloodline. And I just want to say thank you for sharing your experience, because it's encouraging to me. It is, you know, because I love hearing people's storylines, you know. I mean, things that they have experienced along the way. And like you said, having faith the size of a mustard seed. So I just want to give you some encouragement. Just keep on pressing your way, sister, in Jesus' name.
Oh, thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Yes, that's my first. That's my first cousin, Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina. That's him. That's first cousin, Pastor Norman King.
Oh, okay.
That was asking
you
that question. Yes, I was announcing that he's going to. He comes on my show normally every third and every fourth Saturday night. He will be on the show the fourth Saturday night in February, delivering God's word. Pastor Norman King from Greensboro, North Carolina, and I'm sure he's going to share your testimony and share this. Show from tonight that he's going to share with his congregation and other friends and loved ones that he are associated with down in Greensboro, North Carolina, so they can purchase your book as well. So I want to give you a chance also to share with the listeners how you can be reached or contacted if anyone here in the Michigan area want to be in contact with you. How can you be reached?
Yes, I do have an email address. People can reach out to me on social media. I have a TikTok page. I have Facebook. And I do have an Instagram page. And my telephone number as well. So they can reach out anytime. And usually I give out these business cards. I don't know if I gave you one when we saw each other, but
yes, I have one. I have
your
card.
My telephone number
is
on the back of the business card. My telephone number is 517-730-7513. Again, that's 517-730-7513. And my email address is inez700@gmail.com. Again, that's inez700@gmail.com, and that's spelled I, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, Z as in Zebra, 700@gmail.com. My Instagram name is Myra Inez 700. That's MYRAINEZ 700. That's on Instagram. And I'm also on Facebook, Myra Inez, your favorite author. That's Myra Inez, your favorite author. And I'm on Facebook. I have two pages, but the page I just said, that's the page that I'm mostly on. And I'm always promoting my book. Every time I get copies shipped in, I'm always promoting. So, yes, that's how you can contact me.
Absolutely wonderful. Also, now, how can people purchase your book? Where could they go to purchase your book?
Okay, the book is available on Amazon.com. It's on Prime, and I also have it on Barnes & Noble. So, yes, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Oh, and it's on Google Play. So you can go to the Google Play Store and download it on there. You just type in Stacy, and you can download it on your tablet, on your phone, or whatever device you have. And, of course, I like to sell them directly to people. So when I have copies, I'm always advertising on TikTok, on social media, on Facebook. Usually when I have more copies on me, I like to send them through the mail. I take Cash App, I take PayPal, and I also have Venmo. Right now I'm having trouble with my Zelle right now, but I can't do Zelle right, not just yet, but I do take Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal. So you can reach out to me on social media. I usually ship them out, and I'm usually doing events. And back in December, I was just in Dallas selling my book as well.
Amen.
I sold all the copies that I had. It was at a children's book fair. So, yes, I'm always at events. I'm doing a lot of things, and I still work. I still do the 9-to-5 thing. So, yes, I'm a very busy person, and I'm blessed.
Amen.
Very, very blessed.
Amen. You sure are blessed. You're right about that. While I have you on the phone on the air, I want to tell you that you need to contact my younger sister, Janetta Burney. Make her your friend on Facebook. I'm just going to put that out there for you because she has an event, a gospel stage play on Mother's Day. It's actually on Mother's Day at the Mary Grove College. So if you want to vend the table, you need to contact my younger sister, Janetta Burney, the one that you met at the event where I purchased your book. our tables are right across from each other. So you want to get in touch with my younger sister on Facebook, Donetta Bunny, and ask her to be your friend. And then you can contact her. So if you want a table, a vendor table at the for the play, for the Mother's Day play at the Mary Grove College on Mother's Day. It's going to be actually on Mother's Day. So I'm just throwing it out there for you, too, so you can be blessed by that as well.
Okay, that will be great. I will make sure that I friend her on social media.
Excellent.
Yes.
You know
what,
Myra,
it's
been a pleasure. Oh, you're quite welcome. That's what it's all about, working together. See, we're not in this thing alone. It's all about coming together and working together. And so the bottom line is that God get the glory. That's what it's all about. And we are being a blessing to the body of Christ. We're being a blessing to other people. So that's what it's all about. So we should stop. People need to stop being selfish, and we need to just come together and pull together and pull our resources together and be a blessing to each other. And that's how we are all blessed when we come together and do whatever we can to be a blessing to each other. So I want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be my guest on tonight. Again, I want you to remember that all of these shows are kept in archives. So if you have friends or co-workers or neighbors or church members or anyone that you know of that did not get a chance to dial in by phone or go to social media and listen to you live tonight, all you have to do is go to my website, which I have already sent you. Just pull it up, put up tonight's show, and like I said, all of my shows are kept in archives. You can listen to the very first show that I did almost nine years ago, and all the way down to tonight, they're all kept in archives. So I want you to remember that you can always go back and listen to this night's broadcast and be blessed all over again. So that being said, we got to get ready to close out for tonight. Did you have anything else you want to say before I release you?
Everyone, come on, buy this book. If you want one from me, I will be ordering some more soon because I do have an event coming up. In fact, there's another event coming up. It'll be in Southfield, Michigan, if you don't mind me sharing that real fast.
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, that will be – I'm sorry, I got to pull it up on my phone, the flyer. It's the African-American Book Expo. It will be held on February 19th, 2022, from 12:30 until 5 p.m., and I'm one of the authors there. The feature author will be Den and Philip. They make inspirational books. And there's another author. He will be the featured author. His name is Lathardis Goggins II. He makes he writes books as well. So yes, the address is 2704 West 8 Mile Road. That's in Southfield, Michigan, 48033. I know it's on 8 Mile. I want to say it's between Beach Deli and Inkster. I want to say. I have to pull it up on my maps. But the address is 2704 West 8 Mile Road. It's in Southfield. And the book fair will be on February 19th, 2022. So I will be there. And there's a young lady on this flyer. I wish I can show, since we're on the radio, I wish I could show them the flyer. But the young lady that's next to my picture at the very bottom, they had her story on the news. I think she made a book. She does sign language, and I think she's deaf. They had her story on Fox 2 News a couple of weeks ago, and I looked at her. I kept looking at the story. I'm like, she looks familiar. And I looked at the flyer, and it was her. Her name is Kiana Tate. I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly. But, yes, I'll send you the flyer. I don't know if you could put it on your website,
yes, please,
but I'll send
because
you the
flyer please do, because I have a sister that's deaf in my family. I have a sister that's deaf. So that might inspire her.
Yes, she's a child. She looks like, I would assume she's about maybe 12 or 13, but she looks pretty young. Maybe she's like in middle school or maybe high school. That's what I'm assuming. But, yes, I'll send you
excellent.
I'll send you this flyer. I'll send you this flyer.
Do.
Maybe you
please
can upload
do.
It to your website. But, yes,
and I
just
definitely
thought about it.
That.
I forgot about the event. So, yes.
See, that's what we talk about, being a blessing to each other.
Please, come on, buy my book. Buy my book, right, y'all. It's good. It's juicy.
That's what you have to do. You got to push your own. You got to, sometimes you have to push your own products if you wanted to be, you know, and you wanted to get out there where people can see it and know that it's out there. You got to do the work, put the work in to make sure that people know that it's out there so they can purchase it. So once again, I do want to thank you, Sister Myra Inez, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight, for sharing with me and the worldwide listeners, because again, this is a worldwide platform. People all over the world are listening to this platform, so you may help someone that just heard this way over in Africa and over in Russia and Germany, Japan, that may want to purchase your book. So I'm glad that's why I had to give the information as to how they can purchase your book so that they can be a blessing to you, and then that you could be a blessing to them if they purchase your book and read it.
Yes, it's available Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Google Play. And yes, there is a sequel to Stacy, in case you wanted to know. It's coming, trust me.
Oh, okay, a sequel coming out. All right, then, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
okay, but that's good to know.
There's more. Stacy is not a standalone.
You definitely have to keep me in the loop and keep in contact with me, so when that comes available, I will be able to have access to it.
Okay, so that'll be great. I'll keep you updated.
All right, don't forget to get in contact with my younger sister so you get a booth or a table at her event for Mother's Day. So we're going to get ready to close out with tonight. And thank you, Pastor Norman King, for giving my guest words of encouragement on tonight. I appreciate you for giving her those, and I'm sure that she appreciates that as well. So we're going to close out for tonight in prayer, as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, this is in the name of Jesus. We come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name, and we thank you for the work that you have assigned to each one of us. We thank you that you are doing a great work in us, and we are standing on the wall, and we're doing a great work, and we cannot come down. So we just ask that you would continue to be with us, continue to inspire us and encourage us, and show us the way that you would have us to go. Continue to put us in the path of those that can be a blessing to us, that can open doors for us, that we'll be able to be an even bigger blessing to the world, to the body of Christ. And that we, through our books and through whatever you have assigned to our hands to do, that others can be encouraged, that others can be inspired to see what you're doing through us, and they will realize and know that just like you're working through us, you can do the same thing for them if they would only trust you by faith. So we thank you for your word. Thank you for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, that we can be blessed and that you would get the glory through each one of us as individuals, and then as a corporate body of believers. Continue to bless this worldwide platform and ministry. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in, and also for the new listeners that dialed in on tonight for the first time, and those that have come through social media all over the land for the first time on tonight and have heard my special guest on tonight. Continue to bless them as well and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. On tonight, once
Amen.
Again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to do the work that God has called you to do. You have to know your purpose. Know why you're here. We are not here by accident. We all have a purpose. So if you don't know your purpose, pray and seek God's faith and ask him to reveal to you what your own individual purpose is so that you can fulfill it in the earth. And you don't want to take your gifts, your talents, you don't want to take them to the grave, not giving God glory while you're in the body. So we thank God for, again, for my guest on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.